Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Iran now President Michael D. Higgins has expressed concerns for the vulnerability of rural dwellers, calling for transparency, protection and a fair deal for those who do the work. With the ongoing beef crisis as the backdrop to the opening of this year's ploughing championships in County Carlow, President Higgins encouraged farmers and meat processors to build on the deal agreed at the weekend, though he acknowledged it may not be the perfect resolution. Our reporter John Cook joins me now from the ploughing. John, will you tell us more about the opening of this year's championships?
I will indeed, Mary. Well, it's a celebration of farming and rural life, according to the president. It celebrates the people who broke the soil and protect the land, as well as their neighbours, keeping rural communities and a way of life in existence. The three-day event was officially opened by the president shortly before 1 o'clock today in blazing Carlow sunshine, Mary. Usually you'd need your wellies for the ploughing. Today it's your shorts and sunscreen, as 600 acres of prime County Carlow farmland has been lit up by glorious weather, which is expected to attract record crowds of over 250,000 perhaps over the coming days for what is the biggest outdoor event in Europe, as farmers and non-farmers alike meet from across the country, checking out trade stands, entertainment and of course the national ploughing competitions themselves. In his rousing speech to the crowds, President Higgins spoke of the important role played by farm families in climate change, social inclusion, biodiversity and food production, as he called significantly for a fair share for those who do the work on the land.
And we must all work together to be able to create a future for rural Ireland and for farming, which is at its heart, and those who do the work, who are entitled to their fair share. But I always sometimes, you know, when I read people about the importance of the agricultural sector, and it is so important. It was the produce of the agricultural sector that has increased in the last 7 years by 60%. That enabled us to exit from the economic difficulties that came down on us after 2008. But beyond any use of the word sector, the word farm family is important. And the family farm means much more. It is something that has often been passed through generations. And I think, let's be clear about it all, I want us to go forward now with a very positive message. And let us say, from all the conflicts and everything, we've learned a lot now, and we know how to do things better, and we'll be able to discuss with each other how to do things even better in the future. But sometimes people as well must think, I think, maybe it's important to emphasise that it isn't only about what you're actually doing in terms of working on the farm itself. Beyond the farm, in the villages and towns of rural Ireland, people, in fact, are keeping a way of life alive. And also there is such a thing as the contribution that is made to the public good. Some people produce something and it is consumed. But what you do in relation to the earth and the management and so forth of land, it is there as your legacy and your contribution.
And Mary, there was loud applause and cheers for President Higgins' comments as he alluded to the ongoing crisis in the beef sector. As you know, farmers are questioning the future of their livelihoods and the rural communities they live in the protests we've heard from right across the country in recent weeks. President Michael D. Higgins said many future changes are coming, and he expressed the hope of a resolution to this dispute as he spoke of the need to protect the role of the rural producer.
We must prepare for what is called the just transition. People need not lose if we have things planned properly. And we must, let's be very clear as well, people must be willing to pay for rural Ireland. They must make it possible for people in rural Ireland to have services that enable them to participate in society with an equal citizenship. And I do think something that is very, very important to me and for a long time, and as I've already said, and I'll say no more on this topic, is a person who may have only one purchaser. I've been concerned about the vulnerability of the rural producer and the person who, in fact, has actually, as I have said, the person who really needs protection. They need transparency, protection, and a fair system. The word fair was there in the campaign for fair rent. So let us now have fair projects, fair treatment for everybody involved, and let's move on from that. And The very best way to do that. The very best way to do that. Maybe such is what is an offer may not be the perfect resolution, but let's make it the best beginning and go on and build on that.
Applause for President Michael D. Higgins officially opening the ploughing championships in Carlow. John, what was the reaction like to his comments?
I think many people see them as significant, Mary, certainly from the crowds I spoke to who were there to hear him and to applaud him as he cut the ribbon for the ploughing championships and the music got underway. I spoke to many of those in the crowd, some farmers with very impassioned views about this ongoing beef dispute. Some were just there and are still here for the crack and the day out in the sun in Carlow. The first person I spoke to after the President's speech was Eileen O'Callaghan from Ballymacallaghan in Kerry.
It was absolutely fabulous. He just hit the nail on the head. And, you know, hopefully there will be a resolve going forward. It is important that the farmers and that the beef producer in particular is recognised for the work that they do. They get so little. My husband has beef, we're beef farmers. And really and truly the prices are very, very poor currently. The amount of work and time and effort that goes into producing a good quality animal to produce good quality meat needs to be recognised.
My name is Eamon Neelan and I'm from Skibbereen, and I thought that he spoke some home truths, and I was very impressed with what he had to say.
You said you're not a farmer yourself, but
farmer
what
myself.
Do you think of the ongoing beef dispute?
Well, I feel that the factory owners are certainly getting more than a fair share of the profits, and I feel that the farmer, the producer, should certainly they have a good case for an increase in the price of beef.
Would you support their protest continuing, because people might be worried about there being beef on the supermarket shelves now?
I have reservations about that. I have reservations about the job losses, and I also feel that breaking the law is not the right way to go about it.
Hazel Campbell from Crumlin in County Antrim with my sister Joan. I loved Anne-Marie's quote, "Let peace cultivate the land."
Anna Mae McHugh said, "Let peace cultivate the land." That's sound advice for the protesting beef farmers, perhaps, and the factories.
Yes, and for the greater community in Ireland, with difficulties ahead. But it was lovely to see the children singing and playing.
How are you feeling in Antrim right now ahead of Brexit in the farming community?
Just get on with it, you know. We've got Boris. We've got the Hulk.
Is it still funny?
Yes. I think he talks a big talk, but he's a bit bulgy to say for Boris, isn't it?
And what's going to happen with Brexit? Are you worried?
No, not really. I just go with the flow.
We don't want a border.
We don't want a border. We came down here, it was very peaceful, and the traffic and
we
the infrastructure.
And
we don't want to.
We grew up during the Troubles, and we don't want to go back to that. Yes. Our children don't know anything about that. You know.
Do you think Boris knows that? Is he fully aware of it?
Don't know.
No.
So Brexit there and the beef dispute, of course, the big talking points at the ploughing so far. What about protests, John?
Well, Mary, protests have continued at meat factory gates around the country today, and some meetings are still taking place, I understand, where farmers are meeting with beef plan representatives and others to still weigh up the deal on offer from the weekend's talks, and of course to consider Michael Creed's impassioned plea to them in an open letter last night, asking them to protect the future of the beef sector, even if they felt there was no future in it for themselves. Many people had expected protests here at the ploughing, and there had been some talk among farmers that they might, but there have been no organised demonstrations as such, Mary. Some protesting farmers in various parts of the country told me that they felt it would be wrong to try to disrupt a family event like the ploughing championships. There was an incident at the Bord Bia tent earlier today, close to some of the government stands and what they're calling the Brexit hub and event centre here at the ploughing, where a group of farmers confronted officials from Bord Bia, a number of people questioning them over Irish meat being processed in the UK before being returned to Ireland for sale recently, accusing them of not supporting Irish farmers. Now, this has been happening as the dispute continues. The practice is fully audited and allowed under legislation. The Bord Bia stand was locked down during this incident. Security was placed outside, and two senior officials from Bord Bia spent time speaking with the farmers, one man shouting at them, "You're a disgrace." But it was business as usual for Bord Bia later, who weren't commenting on the incident when I spoke to them. more protests might be expected perhaps when the Taoiseach or Agriculture Minister visits the ploughing championships later this week. But as the protests continue at the factory gates, Mary, more temporary layoffs have been announced as a result of the meat plant blockades, with ABP in County Tipperary confirming 355 workers have been let go temporarily from their plant in Kerr. Questions also hang over the future of the Meadowmeats plant in Rathdowney in County Laois. We reported from there in recent weeks, and management at the Dawn Run facility there have said it may not reopen as the protests go on. Today also, Mary, SIPTU, which represents some of the factory workers, has warned that the beef industry is at a risk of self-destruction as this dispute continues. And as I spoke to the crowds, many of them still wandering around the ploughing championships here in the fields in the lovely sunshine in Carlow this evening, there's really mixed opinions on what happens next, Mary.
The farmers love what they're doing, and it's terrible that they're not getting appreciated.
Do you still support their protests if people are losing jobs in the meat factories?
You see, that's a tricky one, you know. I mean, it's an awful shame that people are losing their jobs, but you have to see both sides and come to the middle. I mean, they understand the farmers. It's just the way things are happening that the farm. I've never seen the farmers so angry in years. You know, if they don't stick it out now, that's it, they're finished. They have to stick it out, because it's now or die, you know, for the farmers.
Well, I think when they agreed or something, I believe, to pack up, and they're still protesting, which I think is wrong, really. We're paying enough for our meat and our stuff, veg.
You're paying enough for it
in the shops or the butchers?
And are the farmers getting enough, I wonder?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And does it bother you?
Not one bit.
Tom Tighe is my name. Stokes from Roscommon. There is not an agreement. There was an agreement among the people that sat down. But what the farmers are looking for, a basic price for their beef and for their sheep.
But they had representative groups sitting down at the table. Every farmer in Ireland can't sit down for those talks, can they?
No, they cannot. But the representative groups got the best deal they could in that. So the farmers are not prepared to accept that. Farmers will continue the protest. Meat factories will have to come to terms with it and accept that they need a basic price for their beef.
Margaret from Macroom. I think it has probably gone a little bit too far. I think they're shooting themselves in the foot now. And they're going to ruin the reputation of their status, good beef. They're not getting the right money. But this, I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to go pear-shaped shortly.
The Agriculture Minister says the future of the beef industry hangs in the balance. It's in their hands. You agree?
Oh, I do, even though I come from farming community and family. But yeah, I agree with the Minister on this occasion. I think it's time to call a halt and get back working and get back to business, because people are losing their jobs and everything. It's just not the farmers.
Thomas Martin from Mahorachlin.
County Monaghan.
Yes. I think they need to organise themselves into the producer organisations, because they have no bargaining power whatsoever. For the 80,000 beef farmers, there's only maybe 10, 12 processors and customers. So you've got a complete mismatch with fragmentation of supply versus very heavy concentration of demand.
Like what the beef plan was recognised as last week.
Producer organisations have a further step of recognition, shall we say, for that wouldn't be in breach of competition law, and they can negotiate prices.
Is that the way out of this ongoing dispute, or can it happen?
It won't solve it next week, but it would definitely be the medium to longer term solution.
Visitors to the ploughing championships ending John Cook's report from Fenna in County Carlow.